Good morning. Let's continue in this issue of davening in other languages, and this is in Chayodim Klachot Beis Simin Yud Beis. So yesterday we read through the language of the Shulchan Aruch and the three opinions that the Shulchan Aruch brings in regards to davening in other languages, and let's look at the point that the Mishnah Berurah adds. So this is in Simin Kuf Aleph, in Aruch Chaim Simin Kuf Aleph. In the language of the Shulchan Aruch is in Sif Dalet. So let's see the points over here. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Yugimel that it's a mitzvah min amufkar dafka b'lashon HaKadosh. It is preferable, even though we say you can daven in other languages, it is preferable to daven in lashon HaKadosh. Point number one. Point number two, he quotes the Tshuva Sassam Sefer, that the Sassam Sefer says that this idea of davening in a different language is dafka ba'akroy, that's only done occasionally. But the kaveya, the kaveyas gemura, that the language of the tefillah would not be lashon kodesh, would be a different language, that's definitely usur. You cannot do that. And obviously, we're talking about doing it in another language, we mean taking the language that we have of our tefillahs and translating them into another language. Now, the Mishnah Berurah earlier in Hilchos Kriya Shema in Siman Samach Beis raised the question that this is only valid if the person is speaking the language of that place where he's found. In other words, in France, French is considered the language that is used by the country. So I can use French to daven in French. If I wanted to start davening in Vietnamese, because that's the language that I'm familiar with in France, he comes out to Tzarki and Lamaisa, if that would be a valid language. So that this language has the status of a language for tefillah purposes. It has to be the language of the Medina that you're found in. That's the point that Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Kriya Shema, and it'd be the same thing over here. Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Sifkat and Yudalad, you have to understand what you're saying. It's not enough. I can't dominate this language unless I'm familiar with the language and what the language means. However, Lashon HaKadosh, you're yards to dominating even though you don't understand what you're saying, with the exception of Birchas Ovis and Pasuk Birchas Moedim, that a person has to understand. But otherwise, a person's yards to Lashon HaKadosh due to the special status of the language of Lashon HaKadosh, so your person would be yards to anyway. To explain that concept, we have to understand the difference between Lashon HaKadosh and other languages. The Lashon HaKadosh is the intrinsic language of the world. The world was created with Lashon HaKadosh. And when I say the word Shulchan, that is the true, actual word which describes what we refer to as a table. When I call it a table, it's because people in America have agreed that upon the way to refer to a table is by calling it a table. There's nothing intrinsic about that item with the four legs and the piece of wood on top that makes it actually a table. We all agreed upon to call it a table. It's called it by convention. Whereas when I say it's a shulchan, that is the actual name of the item. That's the name that the Torah describes what it is. That's the language Lashon HaKadosh, which the world was created with. It describes what it is. So when I say shulchan in Lashon HaKadosh, even though I don't know what it means, I have said the true word of it. If I say a name which people agree to call it, and I have no idea what I'm referring to, if the whole purpose of the language or the strength, the function of the language is to use a name to refer to something, but not because that's exactly what it is, if I don't know what I'm referring to, I'm not really referring to anything. The fact is that there's people out there who would know what I meant, but again, it's only because it's not because that's actually the name of it, it's just because the people know what I meant. If I don't know what I meant, so what does it help me that somebody else knows what I mean? So that's what Mishnah Berurah says, you have to understand the actual language that you're speaking. The last point for today Mishnah Berurah points out in Hilchos Kriyas Shema that we have an issue that there are words which are not easily translated. We're not sure exactly how to translate those words. So those words, Pashas, you would have to say those words in Lashon HaKodesh, even though you're speaking in English, you could have them transliterated into that language, and then say those words, which you really, what you're really saying is the Lashon HaKodesh version of that word, but to say a translation which is dubious and doubtful that that's actually what it means, because we're not clear what the word means, so a person will not be Yotze. Because we haven't really said the true translation of what this word actually means. Okay, have a good day.